Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. And I'm at Greenville 2009. I'm with Laura Liza, who's Director of Marketing at Crossville. How you doing, Laura?
Oh, just great, Kemp. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for being with us today. Looking at this show in the first mornings, it's probably hard to take a read on you know, exactly what the attendance is going to be over the 2.5-day show. How's the show for you so far?
So far for us, it's great. This show continues to grow for us. We had our first real presence at Greenbuild in Denver a few years ago, so this is the fourth year that we've really participated with a large booth and a large presence. Throughout the year, we do, you know, 20 or 30 different trade shows, and this continues to be our busiest show. From the early morning until they turn off the lights in the afternoon, we have standing room only in our booth, people wanting to hear about Crossville and our green story.
Well, I remember last year you told me that this was your best show, and so you still feel that way.
I do. You know, like you said, it's the morning of day one, but so far this certainly is in the top for this year of trade shows.
Many of the shows that we've attended this year, we've seen a down attendance.
They've said attendance may be down a little, but it still looks really healthy to us, and you know, we're glad to be here and certainly plan to be in Chicago next year.
Okay. And I'm looking at you wearing short sleeves. It sure is nice to be in this weather, isn't it?
It sure is.
All right. So tell us about some of your message points. I know you've got a huge take back program that you've been rolling out this year. So give us a little bit on that.
Sure. At NeoCon, we announced that we would be starting the industry's first tile take back program. And that is where we take back tile that has been previously installed, you know, for remodels and renovations. We have the program up and running now. We've started accepting tile back into the program and in fact have just received our first official job back into the tile take back, where it was a courthouse that was renovated. They removed the tile, they sent it back to Crossville, and it is, as we speak, in the process of being recycled where it'll be used to make new tile.
All right, the advantage of you being near our headquarters, I've been up to Crossville where your headquarters is, and I've seen that operation. And while this, you've just now taken some projects back, I mean, you guys have been testing this equipment, and it's actually a pretty interesting setup you have. You're able to actually take the tile back, grind it up back into basically the clay type materials, and put it right back in with other virgin material and put it right back in the product, right?
In a nutshell, that's what we do. You know, we always say that we sprinkle a little magic in there. That's part of our proprietary process. But yes, we have been. Not only have we been testing the equipment, there's two components to the program. And one is that we can recycle fired scrap tile, whether it's our own, whether it's samples that our distributors have sent back. Tile, for one reason or the other, we haven't been able to sell. So that's one component of it. And we've been doing that since about July, so recycling fired waste tile. The second component to this is, of course, the tile take-back part, and that's the part that most people find so exciting. And it's that part of the program that we've just accepted our first job back into. We expect, between the tile take-back and the recycling of fired waste, to divert about 4 million pounds of tile every year from the landfill. So it is big news.
And actually, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think you're the only ceramic tile producer right now that's got a program like this.
As far as we know, we are. You know, we're Crossville, and you know us well enough to know that we shy away from first and ever and never. But we think, and we've been told by people in the industry who are sustainability experts, that we are the first and still only manufacturer to do this. We like to be first. The tile industry in the past has not necessarily been known for being green, and Crossville is certainly helping to change that. The Tile Council of North America has an initiative called Tile the Natural Choice. There are some of us here in Phoenix for a meeting on that initiative tomorrow.
And when people come to this show, they primarily want to talk to you about your whole sustainability efforts, but they also want to talk to you about your products, right?
Sure, and it really is. This is a different show for us because the participants are very well versed in green. They know as much, or in many cases more, about sustainability than we do. So this is a show where we really get to the core of what the company does and our whole sustainable operations. This year we are very fortunate to have 3 lead APs from Crossville in the booth with us. So when those questions come up, and they always do at this show, that get into, you know, the minutia and the detail of LEED and sustainability. We do have three LEED APs in the booth this year who are Crossville employees here to help out with that.
Now, I'm also looking at what you have on the floor and on the walls. When you think of Crossville, you guys have high design. You have some things that are for urban that have metal surfaces and all kinds of real striking designs, but you also have minimalistic products, and I'm seeing some minimalistic products here on the floor. Is that because that's kind of what people are looking at now?
That is really a trend that continues on. You're also seeing planks on the floor, and that by far is one of the trends that just seems to be growing. The product on the floor does have that minimalist feel with some, you know, visual interest added with some graphic pattern. The minimalist looks, I think there are variations on that theme where maybe in the past minimalist called to mind more of a cold, stark look. I think we're starting to see some twists on the minimalist look where, you know, a very subtle texture is added, a very subtle pattern is added, so that from a distance it still looks like a minimal design, but when you get up close you see, a fabric texture or a very subtle pattern that gives it some interest up close.
All right, Laura, well, I appreciate you spending time with us. Again, we've been talking to Laura Liza, who's Director of Marketing for Crossville, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.